Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Before we get to the Ravens here on this NFL Lunch, Vinny, I believe you referenced this earlier, Aiden Hutchinson. Detroit Lions, four-year, $180 million contract extension. $141 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Highest non-quarterback contract. Well, second highest annually to Micah Parsons with the Pack here.
Well, I tell you what, Bob.
The guaranteed money is the highest non-quarterback.
Yeah. And you know what? You got to give the kid a ton of credit for the way he trained after he hurt his knee last year.
Broke his leg, yeah. I think it was.
I mean, because he's been relentless. He kind of sets the tone for them. I mean, for Detroit, Michigan, there's not a better guy to fit the mold of what the Lions want. Work hard, play hard, tough guy. He's all of that. And I don't know what the hell Jacksonville was thinking when they didn't take him number one.
But Aiden Hutchinson, congratulations him for getting paid. And the Lions are obviously one of the best teams in football, and he's got a lot to do with that. Ravens, we thought they were going to be one of the best teams in football, and they still may be. I mean, you know, got a lot of work to do. 10 games left in the season. But Roquan Smith came back last week against his former team, the Bears, and played arguably the best game of the year. Mm-hmm. For him, right now, Roquan's like, we're not looking at the standings too much. We're just worried about the here and now, man.
Yeah, you don't have to play perfect, but I think at the end of the day, it's about playing to the best of your ability. And if we all do that, play in and play out, then that's going to be more than enough. And that's what it's about. Each and every game is a playoff. And you should treat every game like that, regardless if it's the beginning of the season or not, because you're going to each and every game planning to win. But obviously, we all know the position that we are in. But it's also about just sticking one week at a time. And that's what it's about this week, 1-0 versus Miami.
Now, if every one of those defensive players played to the best of their ability, they'd be in pretty good shape, I think. You know, I mean, because like you said, Bob, Roquan played great. I thought he played fast. I thought he looked fast, played physical. And I'll bet you nowadays, Kyle Hamilton, he's probably still sore today. Because like you had him on a little bit earlier, and he said, you know, playing down in the box is a lot more physical. Yeah, and it takes a little bit more to recover being down in there. So, yeah, I mean, they played with passion. They played fast. They played aggressive. That was the impressive part. And if they can continue, if they can keep stacking, they'll be all right.
Now, Broderick Washington's going to get surgery on his ankle, so he's going to be out for a while. We know Matt Ibike's done for the year, and who knows, might not ever play again based on everything that we're reading and hearing. So, what are we doing with the defensive line here?
Bob, they need to get they need a better than what they, because you know what's his name, Urban just, oh, you want Urban to play about 8 to 10 snaps. You don't want him to have to play a regular rotation. And same with Okoye. You know, I mean, the only reason Okoye was here because he was from another country and they got a free spot. You know, and he's a huge body, but he stands up. So they don't have any depth whatsoever there. I mean, to get a guy there would be big, because Travis Jones and Jenkins playing awesome. And I'll talk about it in film after this break. But, I mean, those guys are really doing a hell of a job. But, I mean, you know, for 10 more weeks, you're going to play them 60, 70%? I don't know.
And Aeneas Peoples isn't that guy, right?
Peoples should be okay this week, Bob, because, well, the center is 6'1", 295. So, and these guys aren't very good athletes, the guards and stuff from, so his quickness and his stuff, he could penetrate and be in there. So I think Peoples will be up this week.
It's NFL Lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Here's Roquan talking about the return of Lamar Jackson and just having him out there and what it means to the team.
Very exciting having Lamar. Obviously, his name and his resume speaks for itself. So when you have someone like that, it says what it says, and we're a lot better team when he's out there on the field. So excited to have him back.
No question about it. I mean, you just saw like last week when Lamar walked out to practice, who was hugging him? Todd Monken.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that's kind of the difference he makes, because the drop-off from Lamar to the next guy is huge, and the players know that. You know, he makes everybody else better around him. So there'll be a lot of energy Thursday night. Plus, you know, you got all these South Florida guys that are back home, and the Zays and Lamar and everybody. They're going to be extremely excited to be playing.
You were talking about Kyle Hamilton a couple of minutes ago, Vinny. Here's Roquan talking about Kyle Hamilton's versatility and what it means to this defense here.
Yeah, whichever way, that's not my call at all, but I do enjoy Kyle being around the ball. He's a ball-seeking missile in a sense, so enjoy when he's around the ball. Great communication, really good player, very talented, obviously can do a lot of different things. So, yeah, excited when he's down there, but he can play all over the field, and as we all know.
Yeah, and they played, over 90% with three safeties. All three safeties had over 90% participation. So, yeah, he's good down there because he's 6'4". You know, so he can play the run, he can cover, and he really has kind of solidified that run game in there too. So he likes him down in there. They like him down in there. I think everybody likes him down in there, and I'm guessing he's going to be down in there quite often.
Now, we talked about this earlier real quick before we get the break and get the film rolling here. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, his era in Baltimore was not a long one.
No.
Not a glorious one. Didn't really have one. But he signed with the Bears to the active roster. We heard his agent say after the Ravens and he mutually agreed to part ways, looking for, you know, better playing opportunities or a quicker path to getting back on it. Now, Ben Johnson was in New Orleans, apparently, when he was with the Saints. I think that's the connection between the two. Not to mention the fact that they've had a ton of injuries in the secondary in Chicago. A couple of guys got banged up there. So there you go. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you know, not an old guy. He was drafted in 2019. He's back in the league, but it's 14 since the end of last season.
Well, they say he is kind of an a-hole, Bob.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, that's kind of the issue, and that's why he's been on so many teams. He wears out his welcome quickly. Now, Bob, let me ask you this. Jair Alexander, up or down this week?
I'm going to say down.
I'm going to say up. And the only reason I'm saying it,
Bob, he's
a South Florida. No, not because of Waddle. Because the other guy's on the other side.
I mean, but I get all that. But is he really going to help you? I don't care if he, like, grew up where they built the stadium. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is he going to help the team? Talk about a signing that's been underwhelming.
Yeah.
Fancy name, but might not be able to play anymore.
Yeah. He might not, but when he was at training camp, he played well. But since he hadn't played like he played in training camp since he's been during the regular season, I know that.
When we come back, we'll talk more about the Ravens defense, Vinny's film breakdown of the win against the Chicago Bears, and then Eric Edholm from NFL.com. We'll preview week 9 of the season with him. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. Game 5 of the World Series coming up tonight, 8 o'clock. It's tied at 2, as they say, the always important Game 5-er.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, earlier in the show, Vinny broke down the film of the Ravens' win, 30-16 over the Bears. Offensive film at that. Now we look on the defensive side of things, where they've been poor all year long. We'll do stat breakdown tomorrow, and they're still not rated all that high. But we've seen a pulse. How much of a pulse? Film breakdown.
Yeah, well, number one, I would give the defensive coaches, you know, credit for their rush plan and, you know, their plan to get pressure on the quarterback and stuff, because they did get a sack and two intentional grounding. So I think they did a good job, and they had some free rushers and stuff. So, you know, the combination, you know, of Zach Orr and Harbs and the other defensive coaches, I think they came up with a good plan, very good plan. You know, and the other thing about it was they played hard. They played with intensity, played with passion, played physical. And to me, it started up front. I thought that Jenkins and Travis Jones dominated inside, the inside stuff. I mean, they can punch, lock out, shed. They can stack at the point of attack. They can get off blocks. I thought Travis Jones was in the backfield some. And I think both are going to have really good games tomorrow night, too. Just because the center is 6'1", 295, so he's not a big guy, but he understands leverage. The two guards, I think, are extremely average, you know, which they'll be able to take advantage of. So I thought it started with those guys, and then it went to Roquan. I thought Roquan, you know, kind of set the tone. I mean, he just looked like he was flying around fast. Thought he did good in pass coverage and everything. So I thought he looked real good, too. And another guy who I thought played well, who, same way the week before, I thought he added some juice, was Marlon Humphrey. You know, Marlon played physical. He knocked the crap out of the receiver on the one. Probably got fined, I'm guessing. But I thought he played well. And he's doing a good job in coverage and everything, too. So I thought Humphrey was another guy that brought some intensity. And the other one was Kyle Hamilton. Thought he did, too. I thought Kyle brings some tenacity and physical, you know, and he's able to run, and he's really a good blitzer. He's just a real good football player who's around the ball all the time. Now, I thought, like Nate Wiggins, Bob, I thought he struggled early because they were going after him. And then once he got the interception, then I think he was kind of in control after that. But the interception was a huge play. Made a real nice play on it. You know, real nice play. You know, Caleb Williams was a little late, and he jumped it. And then a lot of times on the outcuts and some of the other things on Awuzie, I thought he did a nice job. From the interception on, he did a good job on Awuzie. From prior to the interception, Awuzie was kicking his ass.
Yeah, because he had over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, yeah. Now the pass rusher, like Mike Green, thought, you know, Mike Green got that sack early in the game, and it was beautiful. Everything you teach with the hands, the bend, you know, and getting the quarterback, then he didn't do it again. That was what was disappointing. I thought, all right, got one, you know, now stack them. Let's get two or three. Let's be back there. Let's cause pain in the ass, you know. So hopefully, you know, he can add to that this week. Vannoy, I don't see a lot, Bob. I just don't see legs. I don't see leg strength, you know. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. He's looking old right now, and I hope he kind of revives himself. Ajabo, to me, doesn't really do much at all. So, you know.
That ship has sailed, basically, is what we're seeing here.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, he's got a million chances, you know, and he adds nothing in the pass rush. Now, Gilman, you know, because Gilman and Malachi, you know, both played the safety and stuff. And I think Gilman does a real nice job because you see 12 show up. He missed a tackle on one, but other than that, he does a pretty good job of every. He's around the ball, and, you know, it's not like, what the hell was 12 doing? No, 12 is a really smart player. And you see the communication. A lot of times you see him and Hamilton talking a lot, which, you know, they're roommates at Notre Dame, you know, his freshman year. So I like that. I think Starks is getting better, you know, and he's playing more. I think he's playing more confident, and that's the thing with a rookie. Now, I like Buchanan. I think Buchanan's doing a really good job. I think he's really instinctive. You know, he's going to miss some tackles because he's got short arms, but he knows where the ball's going, and I just think he keeps getting better. Simpson, they used him to rush some, you know, at the end. He did nothing there.
Okay.
You know,
Are they doing to him what they did with Malik Harrison? Kind of, because you were the inside.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're not all that great there. We got to figure out something that you can.
But Malik was, he was real good setting the edge.
Right.
Where Simpson isn't that, you know. So Simpson's a real good athlete that really doesn't have a position. You know, special teams, I guess, right now. But, I you know, in Awuzie, Bob, as long as the corner is not, as long as you're not talking about him, you know, it's usually pretty good. You know, because they're not completing balls on you and stuff. So, overall, much better. The biggest thing about that defense was they bent, but they didn't break. They held them to field goals, and that was critical. Really critical that they held them to those field goals. You know, they got to get off the field better on third down, you know, and continue to find new ways to get pressure. Because, you know, with Tua, if you can come up the middle on him being 5'11 or whatever, it's the only way you're really going to get to him because the ball is going to come out so quick. So if you can get in his face right away, I think that's going to be the big thing.
It's Vinny and Hating, 1057 The Pen. Only we have time for a call. Let's get out to the phones. Joining us is Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Oh, you my guys. I hold for you guys anytime, man. What's up, Vinny? How you been?
All right, man. You?
Been good, man. Look, pull out the secret weapon this week. The secret weapon
Keaton
is...
Keaton Mitchell?
Keaton Missile. We call him Keaton Missile now. Keaton Missile, man. That's his new name. But look, hey, Vinny, the O-line, man, they had to get off the combo blocks. I think you alluded to it.
Yeah.
And get to the open man, the free man. If we could do that, man, and I like that offensive lineman you're talking about that they didn't start yet. I don't know. Where is he? We need to bring him
Bullock? In. He's there.
Yeah, Bullock. Yeah. Oh, he's there now?
He's a turd. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But our sense of urgency, man, from the players and the coaches, they got to step it up. You know, when Lamar playing, I can talk my smack you know, to my football buddies. When he's not playing, I don't have a shot. It just feel crazy. But I think the coaching staff, you know, they got to get rid of the vanilla way of thinking and that stubborn lack of adjustment, in-game adjustments. I think if we do that, man, we'll be fine. And
Kai, I think with the offense, it's all about the O-line. If the O-line is playing good, that opens up the playbook big time.
And I agree with that. And also, you had to make adjustments to the adjustments that's made because it's the NFL. They're going to make adjustments. Yep. So you got to adjust to the adjustments. I think Zach is starting to figure it out, man. And by the way, Bob Haney, real quick before I get off of here, Maryland. Is they blowing the chance? You too, Vinny. Is they blowing the chance at recruiting, like a recruiting opportunity with Penn State down? And they got it. Like, what do you think Maryland need to do to step in front of Penn State as far as recruiting in these next four games? I know you got to win, but if they look decent against Indiana, you think people will start looking that way? Because this is a perfect opportunity to recruit, man, with Penn State being down and. In a Big Ten and all that, man.
All right, Kai, thank you very much. Well, they've already had a couple of guys that are going to visit who've decommitted from Penn State since Franklin got the ouster. Ultimately, money's going to be a factor.
No doubt.
Because you're going to have to worry about keeping your own. Zion Ealy's the number one guy because you want to keep him in the fold. I mean, just showing up against Indiana would be all very touching, but, you know, you got to start winning some of these games, and now you're just worried about getting bowl eligible. Recruiting will take care of itself. Mike Locksley always comes in and swoops towards signing day, but money's going to be the huge factor here.
Well, the other thing...
And who knows who Penn State hires as the coach,
right?
Which might reflip the flippers.
No doubt. That's what I was just getting ready to say is, you know, they're going to bring in a big name type coach. And then the other thing, Bob, if Maryland loses a couple games, they're going to have to worry about keeping their own guys. Not about they got to worry about recruiting their own.
You don't think there are coaches out there right now going, Malik Washington. Yeah, we're going to go after
I need
him.
A pass rusher. I'll go get Stewart. What Mathis, are you going to cost
Stewart,
me?
Ealy. Yeah. Ealy was in South Carolina visiting this past weekend.
Really?
Oh, yes. When we come back, Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Get his thoughts on the NFL through 8 weeks, heading into week number 9. New England's in first place in the AFC East. Who would have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Oh, that one coming. From NFL.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Eric Edholm. Eric, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Gentlemen, doing well. Yeah, how about yourselves?
Good.
Hanging in there. And Eric, what's more surprising to you, that the Ravens sit at 2-5 still searching for their first road win, or that the New England Patriots are in first place in the AFC East with a winnable game against Atlanta coming up this Sunday?
Yeah, no, I would probably still say the Ravens. Obviously, I used an asterisk with that because I'm of the belief that their schedule lines up pretty nicely and that they could be 5-5 before we get out of November. So, you know, that could still turn around to this point. Obviously, it's been a huge disappointment. But the one thing that really stood out to me, obviously, in addition to the coaching change in New England this offseason and the stories we heard of the dysfunction under Jared Mayo last year, but the promising play of Drake May. You know, when I watched him this summer and really kind of drilled down on him, I thought, man, kid did a lot of good things. All you have to do is get a semi-functional thing going on around him. They spent a lot of money on defense, obviously, so I thought that side would be better, but doesn't always work out. I guess you look at Pittsburgh in that example right there, but their schedule was one of the more favorable ones in the NFL. Same thing with the 49ers. You just looked at it and thought, I know we don't know who's going to be good and who's going to be bad, but I'd be hard-pressed to think that this team can at least win 8 or 9 games, meaning New England. So, you know, they're ahead of schedule right now. I think, you know, you look back and, geez, they lost to the Raiders week 1. That's a game that got away from them. Lost their first 2 at home. Penalties, turnovers, all that. It was getting a little weird, but they've righted the ship, and they've gotten better defensively, even if it's against some weaker offensive clubs.
Eric, I'll tell you, a guy that you got to give a lot of credit to, you know, he was a terrible head coach, but Josh McDaniel's a hell of a coordinator.
I mean, he's done a really good job. It was the third stint now in New England. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, you can't keep him away for too long. And, yeah, say what you will about McDaniels as the head man. I mean, things have, you know, his record sort of speaks for itself. There was always something extra going on. But when he's given the task of taking a talented quarterback and making him better, you got your guy. And look, I mean, he did some good things with, you know, when Tom Brady was seemingly in decline and they didn't have as many weapons, and, you know, his track record's pretty good. But yeah, after a couple of weeks when the protection, you know, you still say Drake May's take a lot of sacks, but even with that, I mean, there were some kinks in the operation the first couple of weeks, and they've been ironed out pretty quickly.
Now, Eric, are you believing in the Bears or not?
Strange team, right? You guys got to see them, and were they complete? No, the secondary was missing some guys. But, you know, I went into that game thinking, wow, they caught a huge break with Lamar not playing, you know, riding this win streak. People are talking about, hey, the Ben Johnson offense is working. Caleb's looking better. I didn't buy into that last part, though, because the two games coming in, I thought he was really so-so. You know, 3 critical mistakes on Sunday, even though he made some good throws throughout the day. You know, if you took his best 10 or 15 plays from that game, you'd say, all right, this is a guy we can build around. But you take his worst 5 or 6 plays, and they probably helped cost him the game. So, you know, the interception, the 2 grounding calls, a couple of missed throws, against a team that doesn't generate a huge pass rush. So he's got to kind of calm down the operation a little bit. You see him getting antsy and yippy, and it's not all about him, obviously, but he's got to play better down the stretch for them to feel 100% certain that he's the guy going forward. And it's going to be a big decision to make, and everything else has been okay, but, you know, until that reaches that superstar level, I don't know that we're fully convinced.
Hey, Eric, when we come around next Tuesday, will there be any big names traded?
That's the question. I think there'll be activity. We've already seen, obviously, the first kind of wave of deals and, you know, the Patriots trading away 2 guys. That's kind of interesting, but just sort of seeing the first trickle of moves. I think the 3 positions you'll see the most volume at are probably corner, pass rusher, and wide receiver. At the very least, those are the 3 positions. Certainly the corner and pass rusher are the ones that everybody wants. And you have some guys coming up in contract years. But, you know, are we going to get – what's a big name? We're not going to get – I don't think we'll get Miles Garrett.
Yeah. Would you do it for 3 ones?
I mean, if I'm the Browns, I'd do it in a heartbeat because I don't know that I'm convinced there's a quarterback in next year's class that's without a doubt your guy. Maybe there is, but at this point, are you 100% sure that, you know, Dante Moore or Fernando Mendoza or whoever else is the guy for Cleveland next year, or Dylan Gabriel for that matter, Shedeur Sanders? You know, I mean, you have to kind of feel like this is going to take a lot of work. We may as well buttress this whole offense and build around it and continue adding pieces on defense before we pull the trigger on that quarterback move. And the more ammo you have, like, by the time they get a good quarterback, is Miles going to be out of his prime? That's the question you have to ask yourself. So
probably
I would do it. I just don't think he's going to get traded. And maybe Olave, maybe that kind of level player could get traded. Trying to think who it might be, some other names. I don't know that you're going to see a Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett level player get moved at the deadline, but I do think there'll be some activity.
Now, are you a believer in Indianapolis? I mean, because Indy goes to Pittsburgh, you know, you got best offense in the league against one of the worst defenses, which is hard to believe because it's the most expensive defense in the league.
Yeah.
And the oldest.
Yeah, they're going to get a good test. I mean, look, you know, obviously the dysfunction we've seen from the Steelers, especially the last couple weeks, has felt very disappointing, you know, watching Joe Flacco carve him up. And then obviously on Sunday, things weren't going well at all in the second half against Jordan Love. So, yeah, that's a big concern. And there's a lot of pressure in Pittsburgh, right? Everybody, it's funny to think, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers has been fine for him. He's done probably exactly what you would have hoped or, you know, maybe even a tiny bit more. DK's been okay, you know, and they've had some success with the run game at times. But defensively, how are you not disappointed with Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin, what they've done with the group, what the players who signed the big money deals have done this year, TJ Watt, Hayward, Ramsey, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It just hasn't come together.
So, Eric, what do you think on Sunday afternoon, Buffalo and Kansas City?
Yeah, in the past, obviously, it's been, you know, Buffalo's sort of had the edge in the regular season matchup, Kansas City in the playoffs. And so I'm sure there's some element of, you know, you can kind of throw out the records and all that. And, you know, it's just going to come down to two-star quarterbacks and whoever has the ball last or whatever. But I will say this. I mean, even with Buffalo blowing out Carolina, it was important for them to have it after the couple losses in the bye. They really needed that to feel pretty good about themselves heading into this one. But I know the game's in Buffalo. You know, I know it's the final season up there. I know they vanquished the Ravens in what seemed to be a pretty big game at the time, but that Chiefs defense has played great. Mahomes has his full complement of weapons. They can have a bad half like they did the other night and still come out dominating an opponent. So that to me is a little different than the Chiefs we've seen the last 18 or 24 months. So I kind of give Kansas City the edge coming in.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Eric, last thing for you, the tush push. Are we watching the final couple of months of that in existence in the NFL? I mean, they can't officiate it. They won't call fumbles when the fumbles are there. So what's the point of having it around anymore?
Yeah, the false starts are certainly were a big topic for a couple of weeks. I don't know. We haven't really kind of seen it the last couple of weeks, I don't think. But, it came so close to being overturned. Two more votes would have had it at the owners' meetings a year ago. So, yeah, I can see that coming up in the spring again. They're always looking to tweak the rules. And if there's ever a play like this that is considered controversial or, like you said, difficult to officiate, it's ripe for plucking.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com. Eric, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Looking forward to it. I will.
There's Eric Edholm, everyone. We'll come back, take a Funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over coming up at 2. World Series Game 5, 8 o'clock tonight. You Savage against Blake Snell. Tied at 2 games apiece. But Lamar's ready to rock and roll. Met with the media yesterday. We'll hear more from him and others tomorrow when we get back. But we got Vinny's Keys. We got the Dolphins film. We got a stat breakdown. We're doing our picks, of course, for the game. So we've got the Ravens covered as they're looking to make it 2 in a row, believe it or not, for the first time this season. They've only won 2 games. They're looking for a little mini winning streak as we head into Halloween weekend. Clocks get set back, and the Ravens are only sitting at 2 wins right now. Same with Miami, by the way.
Yeah, so Saturday night we fall back, huh?
Yep. Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah.
So that means it'll be dark at 4:45.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's cool for taking naps.
Well, that's all you want to do.
Yeah, I don't want to take a nap at 4:45, though. That's the problem. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people as we're ready to rock and roll, getting into week 9 of the NFL season?
No, thank God game day is tomorrow. I forgot how much I enjoy these short weeks, the Thursday night football. There's no time to rehash points or anything. It's just straight to business. We recap the Bears game, straight to the Dolphins. I love it.
And then Sunday, we can sit back, watch football with no real rooting interest other than hoping that the teams the Ravens are chasing will lose.
That's the real treat right there.
Yeah,
and then I guess Monday, we're on to the Vikings.
On to Minnesota. Super terrific mini-bye. Yeah. And all the good stuff. Game 5 World Series, you can hear it tonight. We'll talk about that one tomorrow because somebody's going to have an advantage when it goes back to Rogers Center for Friday's Game 6. And obviously, we'll keep an eye on what the Orioles are doing. Coaching staff changes going to be a very real part of the offseason. And then, you know, spending some money, making some trades. What are you doing, Ryan Mountcastle? I mean, tendering guys or non-tendering. It's going to be a busy offseason for the vice president of baseball operations.
Yep.
Nolan's buddy, Michael Elias.
Right. It's going to happen fast, too. I mean, those decisions on non-tenders, that happens within a week.
Yeah.
Or really 5 days of the end of the World Series. So we'll have that very shortly here.
Yeah. And it's fun. The good thing is the winter meetings used to be about, hey, who are the Orioles not protecting in the Rule 5 draft? That's long.
Well, we've been saying that the last few years.
Right.
And we came away with Craig Kimbrell and Kyle Gibson the 1 year.
Now, do we expect free agency to be like the big guys go right away, or it's going to last?
I don't know, man. We've seen it go either way the last couple of years. Some have lingered into spring training.
Well, the Boris clients will linger. They always linger.
Yeah, he might have learned, though. Didn't he change a little bit this last year?
Well, Snow got signed earlier.
It's his specific clients that push back and say, I mean, like Jordan Montgomery was a client of his and dropped him, right?
Yeah, fired him.
So,
and then his career's kind of gone haywire since then. But there's no Juan Soto in this year's free agent class. But there's some interesting pitchers. And who knows what Detroit's going to do with Tarek Skubal here. I'd keep him and try to win next year from them, but, you know.
Yeah, the trade market's more interesting to me than the free agent, just because it's so unknown. Like, Skubal is obviously the big name, but I mean, the Reds with Hunter Green, are they willing to move him? You know, Milwaukee always seemingly looking to offload somebody.
Could be on the
move. Basically said that he would probably be gone.
Yeah, but hey, Orioles could get one. Don't let this year's Crochet go to a division rival. If Skubal goes to the Yankees, a certain Bob Hayes is going to be running hot.
And this is where the value is to be had. I mean, we look back on that Corbin Burns trade, and I don't think anyone here should be upset about what was given up to get him.
Win Orioles. I know Ortiz is the starting shortstop, but he's more glove than hit.
Right.
I mean, the Orioles had a ton of shortstops, obviously, coming up through the ranks. And D.L. Hall's been hurt the entire time he's been in Milwaukee.
Right. So if you view that as a one-for-one trade, even knowing that Corbin Burns was only going to be here a year, still a win.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it in a heartbeat.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
This one here says the Ravens are as close to full strength as they could possibly be at this point in the season. The Madubuike injury still hurts, but can't do anything about that now. I just hope whatever happens the rest of the way, we won't be left wondering what if because of injuries. Either they go on a run and turn it around at full health, or they crumble and they would be worthy of the overrated labels.
Yeah, I think if they go on a run, the O-line steps it up more, and the defense, you know, moves up from 28th or 27th to, you know, like 19th or something.
And we'll get more predictions from the listeners tomorrow, but an early one here, this texter, feeling very confident, says he's smelling a Jackson 5 brewing tomorrow night in Miami. Primetime Lamar, combined with being his first game back from injury, just feels like he's going to remind the league who he is and that the Ravens are a true threat.
I hope he does like Roquan does, because Roquan did that when he came back. He looked fast as hell.
He had a little extra.
Jackson extra 5, like 3 touchdown passes, 2 rushing, like 5 touchdowns, Jackson 5?
Yeah, that's what the, like he always had, the Monday night game against the Rams. Yeah. He always brings those in prime time.
Over by
halftime.
Hopefully
he's not too overexcited going back to Miami.
I mean, maybe out the, I don't know. I mean, at this point in his career, I don't think he's really rattled by anything.
Yeah.
But maybe first drive, he's a little.
Apparently, pinball machines have him running hot.
Would we say that there may be more Ravens fans than Dolphins fans?
That's a guarantee.
That's a strong guarantee.
Yeah.
That's it for us. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Game 5 of the World Series. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.